ready.
Oops, wrong way. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Join us every weekday at noon Eastern time as we talk about what's on our minds. Mary?
Warning, 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 warning. This show comes without any script today, and that means lots of jocularity and a little bit of education.
Education. I can't believe I did that. I knew I should have had my...
Well, yeah, and I wasn't prepared because we were having a great conversation before the show started. And I said, stop talking, Gene. We have to record this because this is going to be a great show. This is going to be our next show. And Gene said, but you know I'm going to forget everything I just said. But I'm here to remind you. First of all, we have a word of the day. And yes. The word of the day hasn't even been looked up yet, so I'm going to make it up on the spot as we go. The word of the day is similar to a word we had not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Wrong word. You got to spell it right, Mary. Vocation.
Vocation.
We're talking about vocations, which is an occupation to which a person is especially drawn or for which they are suited, trained, or qualified. Because remember, we talked about hobbies a while back, and we talked about avocations.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, a vocation is something people are called to do. Not everyone has a vocation to be a nurse or a doctor or a newspaper publisher.
Sure.
Not everyone has a vocation to be a helper and a thinker. However, we all have jobs. And I want to tell you folks, Mr. Gene Albertson has a brand new job. And I want to hear how it's going.
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought my clock punching days were over. But as I have learned in my life that any plan is a good plan, unless it has built-in change available, then it's a great plan. And so now my life moved to where I need to go back and punch a time clock, and I was in a position to get to choose and pick anything I wanted to. So
what did you pick?
I'm actually working in a produce setting. I get to have colorful, high-vibration food all around me. I get to make sure it's all fresh and clean for the people that are coming to enjoy it. And it's amazing. It's fun. And since anybody who knows me knows that pretty much my whole life has become a spiritual journey, my hero's journey, and I was just telling Mary that of all the things that pretty much indicated to me why I should have been here. I mean, it's not much pay, of course, because it's an hourly job, but it's like I said, it's the setting is cool, and the two people that I get to work with, it's pretty fun. There's a fellow who had his first job ever is there working with me. And I remember when I had my first job, I was 12. And then there's a fellow who's there that knows all about it and knows the trade, knows the business, knows the product. And I get to work with him. So
you've got a veteran and a newbie.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I get to learn from both of them.
That's very cool.
But the thing I was telling Mary that was pretty excellent about the power of... positive thinking and law of attraction that I've really come to understand is that I went to the thrift store. You know, I didn't want to spend a lot of money on clothes that are just going to maybe get dirty or whatever. I was going to the thrift store. I always shop there first if I can. Walked in, struggled and struggled a couple of places, couldn't find any pants because I'm kind of a funny shape. And
he's shaped like a Pythagorean.
A Pythagorean, yeah.
What is that even?
I don't know. But
I'll have to look that. That'll be our next word of the day.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just my legs are real short and I'm kind of wide and my top's long. So my sizes aren't standard, let's say. So I'm going in and looking, all the stuff's mixed up, couldn't find it. I got exasperated, thought, well, heck, here we go. I got to go pay full price, go find it. I'll go to the park, walk in. And by golly, I turned around, a pair of pants just literally dropped out of the bottom.
No way.
Literally. And they're exactly what I was looking for, exactly my size. They had a tag on them, so I didn't have to try them on. And they're just exactly what I was after, exactly. And that's what happens. That's all I'm saying. I want to share that with everybody because that's all it takes for just... And you know what? It all goes back to what about last year? I just took to taking my morning prayers again and my bedtime prayers again, quick and easy, out the door, off to sleep, whatever it is.
Total manifestation.
That's all it is, yeah.
That's really cool, Gene.
Pretty awesome, isn't it?
Woo-hoo. So you're working with high vibration produce, mm-hmm. all these colors. Mm-hmm. I love a good produce stand.
Oh, it's awesome.
Are you working like 9 to 5 or what?
Oh, I get to work pretty much whenever. I'm the part-time guy, you know. So that's one of the things. It's kind of the trade-off. If you're in charge, you get to pick your schedule. If you're not in charge at all, you don't get to pick your schedule. The less in charge you are, what you're in charge of.
Like that 16-year-old kid.
Exactly.
You come in when we tell you to come in.
Exactly. I think I may have gotten hours, you know.
That's really cool.
Just because I could hit the ground running a little bit quicker as we were both new. And he'll learn. I'll help him.
And so when you interviewed for this job, did you tell them that you love to grow your own gardens? You know, you have gardening skills? Or did that matter?
Well, yeah, the cool part about this particular job is that it's a business that had a sign at the register. So when I was buying something to eat, there was a sign that said, hey, hiring for produce. And they called the manager up.
Right then.
And well, yeah, because I talked to the people there and the front manager and stuff, and they called the manager up, and I just told him, you know, what I wanted to do. I wanted to make a little bit of money. I wanted to... I'm good with food, you know. I know about it. Grew it in my garden.
I like eating food.
Love eating it. I'm discerning. That's the thing. I'm very discerning. I wouldn't. The thing that I was excited about is I could get in there and see, learn so much more about these things. I learned more about bananas yesterday than you could shake a stick at.
Can you share some of that knowledge with us?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking as I said that I'd like to. It's hard. It's really, it's hard to do without showing you. But the thing what I realize, when you go to like a store where you're buying bananas, you see them in the convenience store, the grocery stores, the produce markets, and you see some are green, some are yellow, some are brown.
Right.
We're talking, they go fast. And I didn't realize how much really a retail merchant loses of bananas. Because that has to be built in the price.
I've often thought and wondered about produce, and you know, it is something that goes from being unripe to avocados, for instance. Mm-hmm. I do not know how a restaurant always, when I order something with an avocado, I get it sliced up on my plate, and it's beautiful. I wonder how many avocados they have to slice to get to that.
Yeah.
Because I typically buy 2 to 3 avocados at the time if they're on sale. And if I'm smart, I take them as soon as they're ripe and I prepare them, put them in a jar with a little avocado oil, mm-hmm. and then I have it to use later on my salads.
Nice.
However, I once in all of my lifetime, I've had bad avocado in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I ordered guacamole on the side of my salad and it came out brown. And avocado browns quickly, so I didn't worry too much about it. I scooped in just a little bit to see if it was good. It was brown all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to have the manager come, and he said, I know nothing about avocados or guacamole. I said, well, as the manager of the store, I'm telling you, this is bad. Do not serve it anymore. It will make people sick.
Yeah.
But an avocado can be as hard as a brick today, mm-hmm. and usually, you know, today being Wednesday, by Friday, it's going to be perfect. You peel it, and the avocado comes out beautiful and green and creamy and delicious.
Yeah.
But if you wait until Saturday or Sunday, and heaven forbid you wait until Monday, you cut into that thing, it's going to be brown and yucky, and you throw it all away, and you've wasted a couple dollars.
Yep. It's hard, you know. The thing about the a lot of times when you're having produce, and a lot of folks understand this, but a lot of people maybe not realize it, that when they bring the, when they're transporting produce to a store from a distance, they have to pick it a little bit less ripe than when you would if it was like in your garden, or if the guy outside of town was bringing it into the center of town and bringing it to the market every day.
Well, right. And it doesn't matter if it's an apple, an avocado, a banana, a pineapple, because if you, if all of the produce is perfectly ripe all the time, something's wrong with it. You know, you can't...
It's unnatural.
It's unnatural. Because even if in my garden, I haven't had a produce garden in a while, but I can remember I've had, you know, where I pull up carrots out of the ground, I pull up sweet potatoes or Irish potatoes, or even I've had lettuce growing in my garden in the past. It doesn't all grow at the same rate.
Mm-mm.
Just like children, you can have twins, and they, one's going to grow a little faster than the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and with that comes to mind too, for if you hadn't thought about it and you're planting your stuff, things like lettuce, maybe plant them a week apart so that when your lettuce is ripe, you can, another week you'll have more lettuce coming ripe.
You know, that makes perfect sense. Now, I'll tell you, here's your moment of jocularity. And Mary, what in the world is going through your head?
Mary, what in the world is going through your head?
I have a sister who has a beautiful green thumb. I mean, her thumb is not green, folks. I don't want you to think that it is. She's got regular colored thumbs like everybody else. But she has a skill for growing anything. She just is able to grow everything from nothing.
Nice.
And for years she's been posting on Facebook her potted parsley. And the first couple of times that she did this, she'd say the first one goes to the butterflies, because apparently monarch butterflies love parsley.
Really?
And then she'll post, maybe a week or two later, she'll post another parsley picture. And she'll say, the first one went to the monarchs. So, and I envision, now she lives in Mississippi, I live in Florida, so I don't see her frequently. But I envisioned her having like six pots of parsley in her yard. And pot number one was for the butterflies. And so I asked her one day, I said, Donna, how do you get the butterflies to eat, or the, you know, the caterpillars, to eat just the first pot you plant? And this, anybody who knows my sisters and me and my brothers know that I am not bragging, just facts. I am one of the smarter ones. I'm more one of the more educated ones. I'll rephrase that. I have a higher degree of education than many of my siblings. Actually, I have a higher education than any of my sisters. I'm the only one who didn't stop at high school. And two of my brothers went on to get degrees. Anyway, my sister Donna is a very practical woman. She just looked at me, or said, oh, she didn't look at me. We were doing this over Facebook. But she said, Mary, I can't believe I know more than you. She said, I planted the first pot, and after the butterflies had finished, then I planted the other pots. It makes sense. Like you said, yeah, plant them a week apart or whatever. So by the time the second or third pot of parsley was growing, the caterpillars had moved on into another stage.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way. Now, I know Kathy Price would know this.
Wow.
From the Little Green Oasis, one of our sponsors.
Think about that. You know, I knew somebody who sold blueberries by the pound, and they said they had a big part fenced off and said, that's for the birds, so stay away from there, and they keep this, and she said it worked.
Wow.
And just a big corral, she kept it for the birds, cultivated it, and so anyway.
Interesting.
Well, you know what I think. Oh.
What do you think?
I'm thinking that if I were to be doing what I feel like I ought to be doing now. We're tell everybody we're out of time for taking a break today, and we're really happy you chose to take a break with us. Now, we look forward to hearing from you online. Visit BeUnique.org for details about all of our great shows. There's new ones coming.
Oh my gosh,
all the time.
I think we have 10 now.
10? Even 10.
10 shows were heard in 72 countries. Mm-hmm. And the newest show, Trilby Saldana's The Ripple Effect, is taking off like gangbusters.
You got to hear it. People are flocking to it. It's awesome. Awesome show. When is it on?
I don't know. Wednesday mornings at 9.
Wednesday mornings at 9.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Well, all right.
Visit Be Unique, like you said, for details. That's BUNEKE.org.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Do, 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 do. Oh. Where's my harmonica?